I'm Ed.
And I'm Kathy for Kids, Earth, and Sky. There's a frozen ocean at the North Pole, but there's solid ground at the South Pole. A whole continent. Antarctica. It's bigger than the United States.
And a lot colder, too.
It's so cold that a lot of the ice never melts. So, Antarctica is also very dry. It's like a cold, icy desert. Ooh. In fact, over half of the world's fresh water exists in frozen form in Antarctica. But this ice doesn't stay put. It's continuously flowing from high points on the continent downhill toward every coast.
An ocean completely surrounds Antarctica, so at the edges of the continent, icebergs break off from the main ice sheet. But then more snow falls every winter to keep the flow of ice going and going and going. This ice moves only about a few feet a year in the interior, but faster as you get closer to the coast.
And that's why there's not just one pole to mark the South Pole. If you visited the South Pole, you'd see a whole line of pole markers because whenever they plant a new one there, moving ice carries it off slowly towards the sea. That's our show for today, made possible by the National Science Foundation.
Send your science questions to kids at earthsky.com. We talk about everything on the earth
and in the sky
on Kids, Earth, and Sky.